Morning Watch, Romans Week 4, Romans 13 through Romans 16. Friday, Related Verses. Romans 15, 16, 18 through 19, 25 through 28, 30, 32. That I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, a laboring priest of the gospel of God, in order that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. For I will not dare to speak anything of the things which Christ has not accomplished through me for the obedience of the Gentiles, by word and by work. In the power of signs and wonders, and the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. But now I am going to Jerusalem, ministering to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contributions for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual things, they ought also to do service to them in material things. When therefore I have finished this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will go on by way of you to Spain. Now I exhort you, brothers, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, so that coming to you in joy through the will of God, I may refresh myself and rest with you. Related reading. We need to read 15:16. That I should be a minister of Christ Jesus to the nations, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, that the offering of the nations might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. Paul was a minister of Christ, a public servant serving people with Christ, ministering Christ into the Gentile believers. He was like a waiter serving people at the dining table with delicious food. Paul was a waiter at the universal dining table, serving people with Christ. All the people at this dining table were filled with Christ, and Christ became the transforming element within their being. Thus, the Gentiles were transformed with the essence of the wonderful, all-inclusive Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit. Moreover, this verse reveals that Paul was a priest, for he was ministering as a priest the gospel of God. As a priest, he offered to God the believing Gentiles as a sweet sacrifice for his satisfaction. The very Gentiles whom he served with Christ, he presented to God as an offering. The offering of the nations was made possible through the widespread preaching of the gospel. In 15:19, Paul says that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. During Paul's time, Illyricum was a remote region on the northeastern corner of Europe. Paul preached the gospel from Jerusalem, a cultured city, to a remote, uncultured region. Furthermore, he desired to travel all the way to Spain. Our preaching of the gospel must be uplifted. Our gospel should not be a kind of heaven-going gospel. It must be a gospel which ministers Christ to people. We need to minister Christ to people that they may be sanctified and transformed with the very essence of Christ, and thereby become an offering to God. Whenever and wherever the church preaches the gospel, we must do it with the conviction that we are ministering Christ to people, that we are serving Christ as food for hungry sinners. We must minister Christ to them in order that Christ might become within them the sanctifying element to change their very being. In 15:16, Paul says that the offering of the nations might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. To be sanctified means to be separated, to be made holy with transformation in life. Paul considers the Gentile believers as a sweet offering to God. Once they were unclean and defiled people, but now they are sanctified and have become an offering pleasing to God. They have been transformed and conformed to the image of God, and thus are fully acceptable to Him. This was the result of Paul's ministering Christ into the Gentiles. When Christ was wrought into them, becoming their very element, the Gentiles became a corporate offering to God, an offering that had been saturated with Christ and permeated with his divine essence. Hence, they were presented to God for his satisfaction. Out of the ministering of Christ to the nations and the offering of them as a sacrifice to God, developed the fellowship of love, the communication and love between the Gentile and Jewish saints. The Gentile saints communicated with the Jewish saints by the means of giving practical material things. Formerly, in the eyes of the Jews, the Gentiles were swine. Now they have become saints, a fragrant offering to God. Thus, the Gentile believers had it in their heart to care for the material needs of their Jewish brothers, and they offered their own possessions as the expression of their desire to take care of the needs of the saints in Judea. When the Apostle Paul came to the Gentiles, he came with Christ and ministered Christ into them. When he returned from them to Judea, he returned with material possessions for the needy saints. Paul came with Christ and returned with material possessions of the saints' love. This was the result of Paul's ministry. The spirituality of many saints today is too impractical. They say, "I am for Christ and I will bring Christ everywhere, but I don't care for money or for material possessions." If you say this, it may mean that your spirituality is impractical. Consider the example of the Apostle Paul. He went to Achaia and Macedonia, ministering Christ to the people. What was the outcome of this? The outcome was that the Gentile believers contributed their own material possessions to care for their ex-enemies, their Jewish brothers in Christ. After the Gentiles had been converted, regenerated, sanctified, and transformed, their old heart had been removed and a new heart had been implanted, a heart of concern for their Jewish brothers. They expressed this concern in a practical way by giving material things. They did not say, "Paul, we stand with you, we go with you, and our prayer follows you. Send our greetings to the dear saints in the Holy Land." Paul exemplified the practical church life by going with Christ and returning with material possessions. This is a genuine communication and love and practical expression of concern. We have seen Paul's relationship with two parties, with the Gentiles to whom he ministered Christ, and with the Jews to whom he brought material possessions. However, 15:29 unfolds Paul's relationship with a third party, the believers in Rome whom he hoped to see on his way to Spain. In this verse, we see how Paul expected to come to the saints in Rome. "And I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ." Paul did not say this in any other epistle. Paul went to the Gentiles with Christ, returned to the Jewish brothers with material possessions, and expected to visit Rome in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. This is the church life. The church life is being filled up with Christ, filled with love in the communication of material possessions, and filled with the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I expect to see in all the churches in the Lord's recovery that Christ is ministered to people everywhere, that these people will respond with sincerity and love in their material possessions, and that there will also be the mutual participation in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. We should not be those who share doctrinal truths wherever we go. Wherever we go, we must go with the fullness of the blessing of Christ. However, before we can go with the blessing of Christ, we must first experience it ourselves. Paul could go anywhere to share the fullness of the blessing of Christ because he had the full experience of it. As we travel among the churches, let us not take with us doctrines and gifts, but the fullness of the blessing of Christ. It is not only a matter of giving material things, although such communication is a true expression of the reality of Christ. If we have the reality of Christ, we shall pour ourselves out as an expression of our love toward the needy saints. Paul was very wise, giving us a picture of the proper practice of the church life in experience, not in doctrine. With Paul, we see the experience of all the riches of Christ. When he came to people with the fullness of the blessing of Christ, it meant that he came to them ministering all the riches of Christ.